Very good stuff.
You're looking for Joe Kelly.
Joe Kelly, I'm going to be on his program today.
Well, he just went off the air, sir. Yes, but he just finished his program, so you're a little late. You're about 25 minutes late.
Well, what should I do now, then?
Well, go out in the hall. Go out in the hall and wait until Monday. He'll be on at 12:35 Monday.
Well,
there's a nice soft couch out there.
Well, I guess that's about the only logical thing.
Sure. You have a change of socks with you, do you?
Yes, I'm all set.
Okay, then.
I have a very, very, very weak beard.
All right, then.
I'm going to meet Monday.
Good. And we'll look for you about 12:30.
Yeah,
we'll be out front to bring you in.
Welcome to a public service program presented by this 50,000-watt homely station. It's a station from home.
With homely programs, homely musicians.
Very homely musicians.
Homely engineers.
A top-notch, good-looking,
young,
announcers, independently wealthy, personable, have every attribute that any young man should have to become a success in
this
world.
Those, of course, would be us, Bob and Ray.
I'd like to introduce first, friends, the author of the recent success everybody eats when they come to my house, Bob Elliott.
Thank you very much, Ray, and good afternoon, everyone. Our book review today, of course, is one which I imagine a great many of you have read.
I suppose they have.
We have our board of experts seated here to the right of me on the stage, on our big auditorium stage here, in the auditorium studio. I wonder if you can all hear me down back there.
Yeah, if I can hear every word you say.
All right.
Yeah.
Right all then. Let's introduce our board.
First of all, I should like to tell the listeners that the book we will review today is Black Beauty.
Okay. Now, the literary consultant of Hobo News over here.
Thanks very much.
Ed Fleur.
Thank you, Bob, and hello again, everyone.
Then we have a home economics consultant, young lady who is very charming, is well-read, and will represent the women's clubs and their book reviews, a Mrs. Flirtley.
Thank you very much.
And then over here...
I was most impressed.
Wait just a moment, please, Mrs. Flirtley. We have one more guest to introduce. For the because of the fact that this book does deal a great deal with music, we have a musician here, saxophone player from the Sandy Eisen office, the Ruby Newman office.
What's his name, Bob?
Saxophone player? Is there a name over there? Do you have one? Yes, Mr. Navarro.
All right.
He is here. Will you just say hello, please?
Hello.
Your first name, Sergey?
Sergey.
All right. Now we're ready to open our discussion.
I was most impressed with
first of all,
the third chapter.
Mrs. Flirtley, would you tell us what you know about the author of Black Beauty?
The author, of course, was Kenneth Roberts.
Okay. Now, your views on the book, please.
Well, I liked the book all the way through, right from the very start to the finish.
You did?
Yes.
You liked the plot of it, did you?
I liked it very much. It held me in suspense.
You passed the water down?
Yes. Right up until I found out who bumped off Black Beauty. I thought I had it down pat about fourth or fifth chapter. I thought for sure that the little fat man Tweedle had committed the murder.
Well, I'll break a dip with you, Mr. Flirtley. I thought the butler did it.
Excuse me, but who are you? I don't remember your being introduced at all.
I am Trump.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh,
I'm from the publisher's office.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that the butler did it. And especially when he led me down that long corridor.
I like this here Black Beauty. I like
all
it
right,
pretty
Mr.
well.
Flirt, go right ahead.
The part I like about it is big and thick, and it makes kind of like a pillow, you know what I mean?
Thanks for a paperweight, too, I might say.
Yes.
That is something we stress in our advertising.
There's one thing I don't like about it. There weren't no pictures.
Oh.
With all the reason, all the way through, there wasn't no pictures or nothing like that.
It had to be a bridge.
Would you like to analyze this character in opposition to Mr. Flirtley?
Well, I thought, by that same token, that he was a very
That's good paperweight that I mentioned about.
Yeah.
I'm tough from the public.
Well, all right, just hold your CID back.
And I thought that he didn't show too good judgment, but all the way through the book, he tells me.
How about that scene where they traveled from Germany to Austria?
That, I thought, was a masterpiece of literature. The description there of the Pyrenees Mountains.
Yes.
And of the Rocky Mountains that they split out.
Yes.
All summed up in one grand picture of nature.
Tied the whole thing
was
together.
Something that made my heart beat.
Well, that's
thank
good.
Goodness I'd have been dead if it wasn't.
Yes.
Touché.
Very touché for
yes,
you, sir.
I think you did very well on your analysis, Mrs. Flirty. And Mr. Flirt, you had your hand up.
Yes.
Well, okay, yes, go ahead.
I'll be
right. Mr. Crump over here, do you have anything to add?
Not a thing, sir, no.
That's what I figured, Mr. Crump.
As a matter of fact, I have my hand up, too.
And I know that the League of Drugstores will be interested. The thing is coming out in an abridged form. And it will be 12 right next to the hot water bottle.
Oh, thank Scott. That will save their necks over there at Lickett.
Sure will. But
so much for literature.
Yeah, Friday is literature day, friend.
Literature.
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 You don't practice.
Oh, literature?
Yes, I always try to pattern what I say.
You'd be wise to do that.
And temperature.
Yeah, temperature. Well, so much for that. Do you want this toothpack, Bobby?
Yes,
I'll put
it right
over
now.
The
I'll put it in while he's playing this.
Here now, friends, is our men of
No, I'm not referring to Mr. Green at all today.
Who are you referring
to? Calling it Kenneth Wilson at the organ. Kenneth Wilson at the organ.
Kenneth Wilson at the organ. And an unnamed assistant. Play something. Out of the frozen north. Wish we had more sound effects, but you'll just have to picture this thing in
that's
your mind.
That's the best I can do, Ray.
All right, I know. Well, it's not good enough, and don't bother. I certainly wish that we could paint a picture for you, friends.
Maybe you'd rather have a couple more of meat to it.
And anyway, just a moment, please. Just a moment. Just hold
you're
on.
Doing well over there, you know.
Would you come over here, please? Just a minute.
Yeah.
You're the sound effects man.
I am the sound effects man.
Well, I have one request.
Like to hear a gong go off in your head?
Would you like to hear something go off in your head?
I do all the time. That's I think it's these tight collars I'm wearing.
I think so, too. Excuse me, but the cotton is coming out of that hole in your head, so stand back.
Oh, yes. Yeah. All right.
It looks like a fuse on a time bomb.
Just stay over here with my...
Look, the request I'm making is this.
Yes.
We can do without your sound effects.
Right.
I've got news.
You want some wind?
Don't
sure
want...
you do.
No, we don't want anything. Please, sir, we...
Wait, I beg to differ with you. I believe we do want
wind. Well, if you want to override it...
Today we're doing an Alaskan play.
But the wind this man has isn't
yes,
good,
but
Bob.
He only has the wind when the door opens and one of the prospectors comes in. The snow blows in. It sets the scene.
Well,
it sets the scene, Tyler.
All right. Well, we'll give you just one more chance.
So I'll just try it once, shall I?
All right. Let's hear what it will sound like.
Run through.
No.
Wait a minute. I didn't coordinate that very well.
That's right.
I'll try it once. You rap on the door, Ray, as if you're the old prospector.
There's no need of it. You just go ahead, open the door, have your wind, and then close the door again.
All right. Here we go. Shall I rap first? You want to rap?
I know who it is.
Oh.
Just open the door.
Well, it's me, of course.
I know that, see. But will you try it again, sir?
Yes. All right. Here we go.
Much better. Now the music.
The scene, the frozen wastes of Alaska. Our two old friends, the two prospectors who have been searching low these many years for gold, find themselves marooned on an iceberg. We're standing outside their small shack, which they've erected on the iceberg. And we haven't told you their names. Their names are Hayes and Bickford.
Just a minute, please.
Hayes raps on the door.
Just a minute, please.
Wait a minute.
You're confusing the issue.
I don't want to get upset about it at all. It's going along just as I hoped it would.
I don't want to have to call program on this thing.
But Green, you went off on that Santa Claus kick there. It doesn't call for it in the script. Remember, this is August.
And much less, you don't need to crawl into that red suit.
That isn't a red suit.
Oh, yeah.
Same old underwear.
Exactly.
Now, let's try that again.
All right. I know.
Just nice. Nice frozen music.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Yeah, that isn't frozen music.
Step right up for dancing girls.
Wait a minute, Ray. Welcome, folks.
Wait a minute.
To the old hayloft.
I think we'd better hold this off because we have...
Look, steady here. There's going to be some gunplay.
I think we'd better talk about Magnolia and go back to this later.
Follow me, everybody, to the...
All right.
To the creek.
Right out.
I'm afraid there's going to be a necktie party down there.
This Magnolia Operating Company, friends, which is a small combine...
This necktie brought to you by Cardinal, makers of Nifty Ties.
...offers you the finest of food with dinners from $1.85. Fun and fine food delightfully served.
Pay attention now, man. He's reading a commercial.
You dance where cool ocean breezes play along with the best music in town at the casino at Magnolia.
Well, why don't you try it with just one tongue this time?
For dining, for dancing, for luncheon... The casino beside the sea at Magnolia is a summertime paradise. It's a short and glorious drive along Route 128. 127, excuse me.
128, you know where you'll have them?
Left them out of Wabin somewhere.
You'll have them in Dover, Summersworth, New Hampshire.
Did you call me, Ray?
Oh, you really will have them at the casino at Mongolia.
We won't be playing there this week, I'm sorry to say.
That ought to fill up the place.
So we text Frank Fontaine will be there tonight.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And so will Betty Ann Grove, and she will be there tomorrow. He won't, however.
Uh-huh.
Tonight and tomorrow only.
All right, so.
Now, Magnolia has a beautiful view of Gloucester Harbor when you arrive there. the casino at Magnolia, stroll through the beautiful grounds overlooking the ocean, have a cocktail in the bar,
bring
dinner,
your tooth chart too, Brent.
Dinner or luncheon if you wish. The dance floor is ocean cool, and there's just no music.
Like Sammy Yonder.
Yes, this is the same music you'll be dancing to at the casino at Magnolia tonight and every night.
You're too high.
The dance floor is ocean cool.
That's how you're dancing on the drum.
For fun and food, for dancing and dining, go to the casino at Magnolia. Don't forget Frank Fontaine and Betty Ann Grove tonight, Betty Ann Grove tomorrow.
For your convenience, they have leather bow ties for rent.
And ballet slippers, which we were very happy to see the people taking advantage of last week when we were down there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be down there a week from tonight again.
And a lot of people like to string tennis rackets while they eat. Very happy to inform you that they have lots of guts.
Portable. Portable stretchers.
The time is 20 minutes after 1. We say hello now to the folks on the West Coast.
Welcome, West Coast. You're just in time for our Alaskan drama, which is a little bit off the beaten track there. We see our two old prospectors.
All right, Green, get out.
Pushing through the muck and mire, trying to find their way to their cabin in the frozen wastes of the Antarctic. Of the Arctic. Of Alaska.
Hey, what is it, Bigfoot? How far up do you reckon we are now?
Oh, I don't know. We're pretty close to that Arctic Circle again. It's about up to the rim.
You know what?
What?
I'm getting all numb. Kind of like to fall in that snowbank and go to sleep.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
That mean anything?
Yeah. Means you're kind of getting sleepy and numb. Want to fall into a snowbank.
That's how you feel? I feel like curling up.
What do you feel like? You want to fall into a snowbank?
I want to
curl up, probably.
Sleep. You want to feel kind of numb and warm. But I know that I'm really freezing to death.
Well, you better put a
die up here to
say, oh, it's way like a rock.
Maya.
Now, here's Peter Gorey with a brief summary of the news.
In the afternoon, three men were squashed by a steamroller today. On the more cheerful side of the news, only one person was killed. But another horribly burned in a vat of steaming acid. Now the weather stormy with a lot of thunder and lightning. In the headlines, three men squashed by steamroller, one man burnt in vat of acid. Next news will be maybe tomorrow sometime. When something happens, I'll be back.
Something cheerful.
Till then, goodbye.
That was Peter Gorey, our news analyst. He's also a major reserve corps.
Oh, I forgot to say this, too. Another item just handed to me, thank you, for. A man was killed while attempting suicide today. That's all for today, and goodbye.
Look, I wonder could we interrupt you to hit you on the head with something hard.
Gee,
thank you. So long, Pete, and good luck to you.
Now, look, about this Weymouth Fair thing.
Oh, I wanted to speak about that, Bob. You know, there's fun to spare at the Weymouth Fair. The new enlarged 1949 Weymouth Fair starts Sunday. The opening day features include Coachman. Jack Coachman's auto.
Oh, Jack, wasn't he up here last
Jack,
year?
No, that was another. Yes, I guess he was.
Yeah, I believe he was.
He was. He's playing down there, and then he's going out to Medford.
He's at the Medford Bowl. Right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Jack Coachman's auto thrill show, afternoon and evening. Every weekday, there are 8 pari-mutuel horse races, both times 2 o'clock. The Daily Double closes at 1:45. Also, Horace Height, Parade of Stars.
Oh, boy!
Wednesday and Thursday night, special night fireworks. And every day, the Gala Midway with its varied amusement plus educational exhibits, livestock shows.
Hurry.
You all want to get in on that. The livestock show is a terrific thing, friend.
How'd you like that cow effect, Ray?
Moo.
Very good.
And I can do a little calf if you want.
All right.
That
wasn't bad. Anyway, if you'd like to get in on that livestock
show. Here's a cow at 50 paces.
Moo.
How about a cow at 2 miles?
Okay. How's that?
Good. It's a real old-fashioned country fair, friends, with something doing from 9 a.m. to midnight to give you an old-fashioned good time. Admission, 60 cents, including the tax. Now, that's the Weymouth Fair, Route 128. That's where you were sending them, Bob.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
South Weymouth.
Well, let's all get old-fashioned.
Just a moment, Bob. Start Sunday, this coming Sunday, for 1 week only. Remember, we're the Weymouth Fair. Oh, remember where? The Weymouth Fair.
There's three poems in there.
Oh, remember where? The Weymouth Fair. See you there. See you at the livestock show.
I wonder if Kelly has heard about this.
Oh, Joe will be down there, I'm sure.
I am thinking of exhibiting my prize squash down there next week.
I'm going to exhibit my two-headed calf.
Well, that'll be a good show. I went last year. It was really something.
Yeah,
some fellow up on a high diving thing or something.
But
real good. Acrobatics. A lot of show.
They always have something real.
And they got a Harris wheel down there. I love to go around in that Harris wheel.
Oh, yeah. Harris wheel. I think they're lots of fun, too.
Sure they are. And they had a turkey that weighed something like 475 pounds. I wonder
this
if they got
turkey
that
turkey. We have friends is heard from 1 to 1:30 every day and will not be on exhibit, but
yeah.
It should be. Bob and I could both be wonderful exhibits at some fair, don't you think, Bob?
Yeah.
Can't you just see us standing up there? Excuse me, I'm crazy.
How's that for the New Haven plug, Ray?
Pretty good. Now, why don't you read the...
Or maybe you'd rather have something like this.
All right. Now, will you read the commercial, Bob?
I can work that wind in anywhere. I mean, it can be varied in many different forms.
But wait just a minute. You read the commercial. Now.
What?
You read the commercial.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll let him...
Keep the sound effects, man, quiet.
All right.
Here's one... Wait a minute, Ed. Hold it, will you? Here's question one in your New Haven Railroad quiz. Quickly now, what's the fare from Boston to New York?
$45.
I should have said, how cheaply can you travel? Bye-bye, New Haven. You pay only $7.92, including tax, for that fast, clean, air-conditioned Boston-New York ride. Now, that's real travel economy, because no other form of transportation is so thrifty. Even your own automobile these days costs much more to operate than that. And by New Haven, you avoid hot highways and traffic jams. Never worry about the weather. Rain or shine, New Haven takes you quickly and on time with never a canceled schedule. For extra travel comfort and dependability, for real economy, next time go New Haven from Boston to New York. One way, only $7.92.
Oh, come on, Bag. Buy a two-way ticket. We won't have any audience if they go one way and stay there. But if you're going to travel, we suggest the New Haven Railroad, the greatest railroad in the world.
And if you're going to listen to music, we suggest something by Ben Light, but we don't have him here, so Ken and Bill play their second number.
All your a wonderful way to spend a wonderful evening at home. Get out the old but cheesy game. Have the missus make some lukewarm cocoa, some saltines and peanut butter, and you've got fun, fit for a king. Plus, television. That's it. Really enjoy an evening of top-flight television entertainment without cost. Entirely without obligation. Now, it's easy to arrange. Just call the House of Television, New England's largest exclusive television dealer, at Richmond 21750.
I like to think I'm here and I'm going nowhere.
Certainly, sir. But just a moment while I finish the commercial.
Oh, all right.
Would you care to get sentimental briefly and talk to us all?
Yes, I remember that day in Peoria when I strode out on the stage, or strut.
Correct. Strut.
And I sang a lovely old ballad that went something like this, but not very much.
Yes. You can have a sensational admiral television
set. Oh, and Flo is out front.
Oh, okay. Does she want to see me now?
Oh, she'll wait last the show again.
New England's largest exclusive television dealer at Richmond 21750 for your free
trial. Excuse me, you said dealer instead of dealer.
What's that again?
I just want to let you know.
Oh. New England's largest exclusive television dealer at Richmond 21750 for your free home trial of sensational television, Admiral Television. Yes, a
have
cone...
Have you read this thing before?
I just don't have my glasses. Yes, a cone fall right now to Richmond 21750 will deliver a big, beautiful Admiral Television console to your home tonight, or any time you hold. They'll hook it up in a jiffy, and there's no ordinary...
I shook it up in a hippy.
Oh, this is no ordinary television console. Its pictures are so clear, clear, steady, and brilliant that you can enjoy them in broad braillight.
You really can, friend.
Yes, it's easy to tune Admiral Television. A blip of the file brings in a funogram. Simple, you bet. The incredibly low price of Admiral Television will amaze you, too, especially when you hear about the House of Television's liberal long-term credit plan. Your free home trial of Admiral Television is free.
That plan is pledged.
No cost, no obligation. Just call Richmond 21750. That number is Richmond 21750 for your free home trial of Admiral Television. Knowledge cow.
And now it's duet time here as lovely Marion and Fred step downstage holding hands to sing.
Whispering while you cuddle near me. Whispering so no one can hear me.
Four, five,
each with a whisper seems to cheer. I know it's true, there's no one dear but you.
You're
whispering while you'll never leave me. Whispering while you'll never grieve me. Whispering, baby, and you'll believe me.
We could sell the spots between those breaks, couldn't we? Swifty says, with
now
New
word
England's
for my friend and yours, Bob
Swifty.
Elliott.
Swifty is speaking today. Oh. With New England's Greyhound racing season going into its last quarter at Wonderland Revere, the world's fastest speed stars are now in top form. And that means 10 great races every night. Tonight, the ninth and tenth events will hold the bright spotlight, with the ninth bringing to post another perfectly balanced field. Here are the entries: Corky Roll, Well Armed, Rush Away, Harlan, Reno Kitty, Full, how did that dog get in here? Reno Kitty, Full Steam, Never Sunny, and Color Wave. Post time, first race, 7:45. It's 7:30.
Watch your fingers.
Wonderland is easy to reach by MTA from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide, wide highways. Floodlighted free parking lots, not now Ed, are provided for those who drive. See tonight's great Greyhound racing show at
Land Revere, America's number one Greyhound. Now, here's our speed rhythm. Now, here's our speed rhythm.